Hey everybody, it's September 27th. My name's Will, and I'll be running through today's morning brief. I'll look at some performance from yesterday from the major areas. It was another down day for the S&P. It was the fifth consecutive down day, bringing of the past 10 trading sessions, 8 of the past 10 were down. So a string of just losing days for major market areas. Crude oil down most notably of the group, down over 2.5%. Developed markets down about 1.5%. So really nowhere to hide yesterday, apart from the US dollar, as has loudly been announced in financial media, has continued to push higher. It's in a pretty overbought position right now and seems to be causing a lot of headwinds for the rest of the asset classes. I would say there is a lot of depressed sentiment and oversold conditions. You've seen a positive future set up this morning. So perhaps that is some of that is taken into play. You've also had an array of Fed speakers this week. So any signs of softening or anything to glean from that could also be playing into the market movement this morning. Before I move on, I want to look at some of the overview stats for the major market areas that we show. So this is a portfolio that we have set up. We actually get this question a lot, meaning how do you guys get this view? And simply, we have a portfolio set up of all of these names, and we just go to the performance tab. Instead, if you go to the overview tab, as I've highlighted here, you'll get something that looks somewhat similar to this. Your column headers might be different. But the reason I show you today is so we can sort these column headers. So if I want to see what's the most oversold area within this major market table, I could look at the ag. It's 150% oversold. I believe that's the most oversold since you've seen since the back half of 2016. So ag, 156% oversold. Emerging markets, 113% oversold. Most of these areas are at the bottom of their 10-week trading bands. If I were to go the other way, so click it again and puts the most overbought at the top, US dollar. No surprise, at the top of its trading band. In fact, a bit above the top of its trading band. Looking at it from a bit of a different way, we could look at this. So distance from your 52-week high, NASDAQ Composite is 33% off its 52-week high. Russell 2000 is about the same. Emerging markets is also about the same. And then you kind of go down the list. So that's a neat portfolio function that I wanted to show you based off that major market table. Also just to highlight the degree of oversold conditions that we've seen across the major areas. Most notably this morning, I want to talk about some major asset class changes. The first one is going to be in DALI. So asset allocation, DALI, that's our very long-term asset allocation heat map areas that we're seeing strength in the market. Cash recently climbed over domestic equities. Today, it looks like it's going to get very close to overtaking commodities. This hasn't been put out fully yet, but it looks like at the time of the calculation, it's going to be like one or two signals off of taking over commodities for that top ranked position. So a lot of longer term follow through we've seen from cash just simply holding up better than the other areas. Within commodities, the setup is still the same. So agriculture still looks favorable. Within domestic equities, the size and style and sectors still look to be steady. So leadership from energy, non-cyclicals, utilities, especially these two non-cyclical and utilities have held up relatively well along with financials. So similar setup within each of the macro asset classes, but you are seeing to see that shift in that rotation. We actually highlighted that in our report that was put out yesterday evening. We talked about cash moving back above domestic equities and DALI. So if you want some commentary on that, go to the research tab and then daily equity and market analysis. It's also your landing page and you can get to the piece that we talked about that cash moving up to second in the DALI ranks. Elsewhere on the platform, most of the short-term indicators or intermediate-term indicators for that matter were already in columns of O's and oversold territory yesterday, just furthered the case. Bullish percent for the New York Stock Exchange. So the percentage of stocks on buy signals moved down to 18% yesterday, taking out its June low at 20%. So we can say that more stocks are now on point figure sell signals than at any other point in the year so far. It's lowest level since we've seen in March of 2020. If you go back further, that 18% level was near the lowest level that we saw at the end of 18. Also at the end of October of 2011 as well. So some pretty notable market environments that we're getting into, at least historically and comparatively speaking now. Some other indicators that you may want to consider. If you go under asset allocation and just technical indicator report, there's a slew of them that you can look at there and look at the history. One I like to highlight again is under asset allocation, then distribution curves. And some of the distribution curves you can look at are bullish percents, positive trends, 10 weeks. I have the 10-week chart up here, and we actually put this on our Twitter yesterday because it just looks too ridiculous to ignore. This is the 10-week chart for our sector. So the percentage of stocks above their 50-day moving average for each of our 40 sectors. And this just looks too ridiculous to ignore right here. So the 0 to 14% range, you have almost everything in the 0 to 14% range. The average reading is 9%, we'll call it. So 9% of stocks across all sectors are above their 50-day moving average. So a very washed out setup here. You do have some banks, savings and loans groups that are doing a bit better, like I said, from that highlighting that financial strength, but nothing really more than that 25th percentile. So a very oversold condition that I wanted to highlight there. And then lastly today, before I could ramble too long, just some things that are coming across my desk I think are interesting. Meta platform, Facebook, previously known as, still a zero attribute stock, technically unfavorable, but is yesterday plotted a very notable chart action at 138. That was its chart level, I mean, to the dollar in COVID. So March 2020, stock bottomed at 138. Yesterday, we printed an O at 138. And I realize that's a bit tough to see. So if I'll zoom in here and get a second to load, there we are. So here's this 138 level. And if you drag and hold all the way to the left, there's your COVID low at 138. So I think that's a pretty interesting level. We did see large cap growth, the mega caps, the FANGs hold up much better throughout 2020. They were kind of the safe haven assets within the equity market. So maybe we can't necessarily kind of structurally say that's going to be a bottom for Facebook, given the technical picture still looks very poor right now. But nonetheless, that's a very notable level. I think there's at least some market memory around 138. So that's something to consider as an individual stock when you're looking across today. That's all I had by way of updates this morning. Thank you for your time, and I'll be with you again tomorrow morning.